Visiting with Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, I saw it was a close loss on Tuesday night against Central Heights, but right now down the stretch here, do you continue to see your young ball club continue to grow?
I do. I see us grow, but our biggest problem is we find ways to beat ourselves, it feels like. I mean, against Central Heights, but against Uniontown, we had 20 turnovers, only six of them were stolen. I mean, unforced errors and just simple, silly things here and there, and not capitalizing on easy opportunities has kind of just kept us in, you know, kept games I felt like we could start, you know, pulling away, kept them close, and then we didn't end up winning. Central Heights, we were up 8 at half, and same thing, just all of a sudden lost fire third quarter, and they came back, and we didn't really make a lot of easy opportunities for ourselves, and that ended up being the difference.
Well, you have three games left of the regular season before sub-state play begins, and you got some good opportunities coming up. Tomorrow night you go to Chase County, and you can see Chase County's beatable, especially if Meredithine Valley can beat them the other night. And, of course, Linden's having a down year, and then a good test next Friday with Mission Valley. So there's still some opportunities on the table for your ball club.
Well, there's always opportunities. It depends on how, you know, we just got to take care of our business more than anything else, not worry so much about the other teams. That's our biggest problem. I think we have a scout report. We have a thing we want to do. I think our kids get too caught up and worrying about that instead of worrying about what we control. And that's kind of been the issue. So hopefully we can continue to fight. I mean, the fire's still there. They still play with intensity. They still want to win. So hopefully the next three games we can show that.
What's kind of your big message here down the stretch? Because, you know, you look at the sub-state standings in that 1A2 regional, and, you know, you could even improve your seeding with a couple wins or two.
A couple wins would be great. The regional is not the strongest. The top two couple teams are very good. After that, it kind of gets pretty weak, and hopefully we can make some noise when we get there, but hopefully we help ourselves out this coming week.
Visiting with Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, coach, as we mentioned, you go to Chase County tomorrow, and then you go to Linden on Tuesday, wrap up the regular season next Friday with Mission Valley before sub-state play begins. And kind of a little different with that sub-state format, because then I'm trying to think. It's either a quarterfinal on, I think, Monday or Tuesday, depending on the classification. But, you know, you got a lot of basketball still to play.
Yes, hopefully we do. We get by that quarterfinal, you know, that'll extend our season, then we can keep going and try to figure out where we need to be.
Well, I know you're focused on Chase County right now, and like I mentioned, Meredithine Valley beat them the other night, and Melbourne's figuring out a way to win a couple ball games here. You know, they had to play back-to-back nights and won both games in overtime. But Chase County, you know, they're an athletic bunch, and the last couple of games they've been in it, and you know, especially with Burlingame and losing by 5, and that game was tied at 40.
Yeah, I was aware of that too. I mean, I watched the Meredithine tape. Meredithine played fantastic against them, and I don't have the Burlingame tape just yet, but Burlingame is a heck of a team. We haven't been close competing with them, so obviously Chase County has my respect, and we'll have to be ready for them.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow night as you head to Cottonwood Falls to face the Bulldogs. Best of luck next week with Linden and Mission Valley, and catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That is Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas, Stewart Services, LLC, and MT Networks. On KVOE, live and local.